Thanks very much, Roz. My name's Mark and I'm an addict. And I actually feel quite exhilarated sitting in this seat, which is a big change for me. I would even say a little over sort of a month, maybe 2 months ago, I'd have sat here absolutely petrified and disabled with fear because I managed to do it to myself a couple of months ago for whatever reasons. I found myself after quite a while in recovery and working what I thought was this program in recovery, and probably a certain arrogance coming into it that, you know, I was doing all the right things, and the arrogance was that I was waiting for a lot of things to happen to me. I lapsed off doing the things that were suggested to me by my sponsor, and actually working the steps on a daily basis, and the consequence of that was I ended up holed up in my house, paralysed by fear, not knowing whether to make a cup of tea, whether to make a phone call. I could not do anything. And it was a real turning point for me in my recovery because I decided, well, what's the use of being clean and sober? I've always told myself that, being in recovery, what's the point of being clean and sober? You know, if I'm fucked, basically, if I can't live a life. And that day, I actually picked up, I believe myself, my step work in earnest for probably the first time, because up until that point, it was under instruction from my sponsor. Because what I now believe that I was taken through by him, this was after the start of my step 9, I have to say, which I made a couple of big amends and kind of sat back and on my laurels and thought, right, that's it, you know, I've kind of got to a place. Up to that point, my sponsor had taken me through every step that I'd gone through so far. And I now look upon that process, not as a process and then finish. What he was doing with me, I believe, it was practicing what I am now doing on a daily basis, and what, with best intentions, and, you know, I'm going to try and do for the rest of my life. Because the disease that I have is never going to go away. I can recover from it, but I've been given this program to combat it. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I don't have to go through relapse, or I don't have to go through any more pain. I had a day of pain, that was enough for me. Anyway, I now try to practice it on a daily basis. I had 20 years, basically, of active addiction, which, looking back, I used to think I was having a whale at a time. It really was quite mundane, most of it, quite sad. There was a lot of hurt. I basically ended up viewing the world, you know, I was just scared of the world. I viewed the world with bitterness, envy. I was jealous of everybody else, you know. I used to think I would just get a break, and all, I'm just unlucky. That was the bottom line. That's what I looked at most of the time. I couldn't work out in my own head why. I've always known kind of that I was, you know, I had intelligence, I had an education, I had a lot of things going for me, but I just couldn't quite seem to get the hang of living life. Never ever could. And before I came into recovery, on the outside, I had my own business. I had a beautiful girlfriend who loved me. I had quite a few people working for me. I had contracts on the railways. You know, on the surface, things were great, you know, but I was actually speeding up into what I now know as a process that I'd gone through many times before, where I was ready to crash. And the thing is, this time, looking back on it, I think if I'd crashed this time, I don't know whether I'd have come back. And I've heard enough stories in these rooms that I don't really want to go back out there and have a try and see that if I'd gone low enough. So one thing I believe about this whole program today is my ultimate rock bottom is death. I've hit many rock bottoms And when I came into recovery, I probably had worse periods, you know, financially, emotionally. I've been worse off at certain periods, but it just happens that this time I was caught by NA. And for that, I'll be eternally grateful. And the way I came in was my girlfriend left me. You know, I couldn't do it for myself. I think just the pain of that, I only lasted a day with that pain. But it was also the pain of everything else that I'd been shouldering. And I'd been leaning on her against it. Her, my whole life was justified by this beautiful woman beside me, you know, and money and whatever. So that was quickly taken away. When I hit this program, I suppose I hit the ground running. I have been quite a willing participant because I was just fed up. I was fed up using drugs and drinking and feeling pretty lousy about myself. I can now admit to a room full of people, you know, and that last day of my recovery, that morning when I decided to make the phone call to the helpline, I actually thought about, well, maybe I shouldn't be here, you know, maybe it'd be easier to go out. And I would never have admitted that, you know, that's how desperate I was at that point. Anyway, going back to my willingness, my sponsor would probably argue this, but you know, I think I have been fairly willing. I just threw myself into the meetings. I did listen to suggestions because they're suggested for a reason. I've had a lot of arrogance that I've had to strip down, but somehow there's messages that get through. I try to carry out myself today. There are certain people that I noticed were, you know, a bit of contentment, seemed to be happy, seemed to be going on with their lives. And what they were suggesting was that I get myself a sponsor and start working the steps of recovery that we have in place here. And I chose my sponsor. I remember why I chose my sponsor, because I thought, I'd heard he was hardline and I heard he wasn't going to, you know, give me an easy time. And I say this to a lot of people now, it couldn't be further from the truth how I found my sponsor to work out for me. He's just one of the most loving, caring men that I've ever met. You know, I do love my sponsor today, and I've known this man less than a year, because what he's passed on to me, and as he tells me, it's not his message that he's passing on, it's the message of recovery. What he's passed on to me, I believe myself, is truly miraculous. And in sitting down with him, he explained to me what his outlook and what he had learned himself and what he thought this whole problem to be, and what I now believe it to be. It's a spiritual malaise. You know, there's lots of things that I could blame in my life for the way I am. But there's always been something within myself that's not been quite right. I've heard everybody else, basically, that I hear in recovery, it's the same thing. There's something within us that just makes us sick, basically. And what I found today is working my steps actually alleviates that. And today I walked by the National Gallery and I had a smile on my face, and I find myself doing that quite a lot these days. I do have happiness and contentment in my life, and nothing's really changed, you know, materially, or, you know, things around about me. It's just that I'm actually choosing to live my life today and to be grateful for what's there rather than what I've not got. And it's not as if I don't wake up some mornings and decide, right, you know, I could have this isn't going right, I'm under financial pressure. But what I've come to realise, me worrying about it, me getting resentful of other people, is not doing me any good whatsoever. And if I go down that path, I cannot afford to have resentment. That's the bottom line. I cannot afford to have it. And I've been shown a way of getting rid of it, actually dissipating this resentment that I carry to everything, which then frees me up to live my life in a manner that I'm actually beginning to be happy with. I don't think I'm a bad person anymore. I now realise I'm not. Never been a bad person. I was a sick person before, but I actually like myself today, you know, which is a huge turnaround. It's very, very easy when you're doing well to forget everything. Just to forget where you come from. And it's the reason I come to these meetings, and it's the reason I help newcomers, and it's the reason I try to listen. And I don't do it perfectly, far from it. But going back to the practice thing, just the whole thing of me being taken through my steps. Now, I work my 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my ability every single day of my life. Sometimes I miss bits, sometimes I don't do it, you know, like I think I should. But as long as I keep my willingness there, you know, and share with somebody else that I've got problems, you know, if stuff comes up, I have to talk to other people, preferably my sponsor. But I have people in the fellowship that I can speak to as well who have gone through similar things. And you get advice, you get suggestions, you get what they've been through. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's there. I know I'm not alone. It's just this whole... I actually feel the program in my life on a daily basis. I used to feel awkward as well, talking about a higher power. I don't today, you know, because I've realised that I don't really understand what a higher power is. And I don't... I'm probably further away from it. When I had the sort of... You know, when I was asked to just to come to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity, at the time I thought, well, maybe there is, maybe there's not. And I'm actually probably further away from it now than I've ever been, understanding it. But that's good, you know. I don't mind that today. Actually, getting on my knees in the morning and saying my step three and my step seven prayer helps me. So if it helps me have a good day, I'm not going to question it. And I've thought, because for years I thought that I knew everything. Basically, I know nothing. And the more I learn, the more I know. I know nothing, if that makes any sense to anyone. As I say, the whole program's really in my life. I try to do an inventory in the morning as well. I'm a bit confused. Bit confused sometimes when I hear people saying, you know, I'm going to go back and do a certain step, whatever. Maybe it's a bit of judgmentalism in myself. I find myself working all my steps every day. If I do it the way it was suggested to me, every single day, and it doesn't take me a great deal of time. And I know that if I dive out the house and go to my work, before I've done all this, I just know I'm going to have a bad day, because I've got to be careful with this now. Now that I feel I have a certain element of recovery, I have to be careful about it. Because now that I'm not the victim, now that I know that certain things weren't to blame, now that I'm taking responsibility myself, if I have a bad day or if I start getting resentful at people, there's only one person that I can really point a finger at, and that's myself, because I have a solution in front of me. And it is a gradual process, but I'm finding as I work it, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and it becomes more natural. And as my sponsor, who's been about, I think, 14, 15 years, said, he actually can do his inventory in his head now. I said, but don't you still have to write a few things down, you know? But suppose he's been down around long enough to know how to do it. But I want to get to that stage. Through practicing the steps, I want to get to the stage where my behaviour's not off key, and I don't have to write stuff down, and I don't have to apologise to people, because I will intrinsically know what is proper behaviour and be able to live my life in a proper manner. We're coming up to end now. There's one thing. I actually done a chair last night as well. There's one thing The thing that I'm most grateful about in this is my relationship with my mum, because for years I didn't do anything directly to her, but I tore her heart out just by the way I was for years. She lost her son for years, and she said to me, I made amends to her a while ago, and you know, she opened up about her relationship with her mother and how she hadn't spoken to her for 9 months. But what she turned around and said, you know, that she gets glimpses now of the son, you know, that she had before. I'm getting a bit emotional talk. It just floored me, you know. And just in that moment, I realised how much I'd really hurt her, you know. I can lift the phone to my mum now and tell her about my life, because I'm not ashamed of my life now. I have a good life now that I'm grateful for. And there's so much more that I am grateful for, but I've got 15 minutes, so I'll leave it there. Thanks for asking me.
Thank you.